And welcome back. You're listening to WGXC. This is the afternoon show. And we have our first guest on the line today. Welcome, Sarah. You want to welcome her?
Erica, can you hear us?
Yes, so, I'm here.
So we've got Erica DeLong on the line, who is a Cairo resident who's got family up in the Maplecrest region up in Windham. Is that right, Erica?
Yep, that's right.
So can you tell us a little bit about your experience visiting your family up in the mountains?
Sure. Well, yesterday we got a call, a frantic call from my mother-in-law saying that she thinks that her house is being swept away. There was about 6 feet of water that was just absolutely just trucking down the road, and there were cars floating past and debris, and her house was buckling, and she didn't know what to do, and she couldn't get out, of course, and for a while there, it was really, really scary because we didn't know what was going to happen. Luckily, they are safe. They have a lot of damage, of course, and the roads by them have been completely destroyed. I tried to get up there today to bring them some supplies, and the Maple Crest Bridge is out, and a lot of the roads are just absolutely, destroyed, and what's left of them have sunk. There are sinkholes that have just appeared that are still actually just appearing out of nowhere. And the rain has, of course, long since stopped, but, one of their neighbors was just walking, and he fell into a six-foot sinkhole. It just happened.
Wow.
Because the ground is so saturated, and a lot of water has rushed underneath the ground, and it just has left hollow areas that you just don't know where they are. So I went up there today, and the devastation was just unimaginable. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I knew it was going to be bad, but it was just horrible. This morning, I knew I had to do something, and I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do until I got up there, and I was handing out paper towels and toilet paper and water, and people were saying, well, do you have this, and do you have cleaning supplies, and do you have... do you have any more water? They're in desperate need of water up there, toilet paper, paper towels, cleaning supplies, just your basic everyday things that we all take for granted. They have a lot of reconstruction they have to do, obviously, on their homes, and a lot of people are flooded out. Unfortunately, one of their neighbors were lost to the flood, which is absolutely heartbreaking. I kind of did some brainstorming and realized that the way that I could help is by putting together a nickel social here in Cairo. And that'll be on this Friday, that's September 2nd. And that is at Resurrection Lutheran Church, right at Route 23B and 32 here in Cairo at 6 p.m. And it's not being hosted by any organization or any Red Cross or anything like that. It's just by members of the community. It's me and some of my fellow members of the community who want to get together and help. And all the proceeds, every single penny, is going to go to the people up there. Obviously, we can't fix their homes or their cars. And, like my mother-in-law, she lost her truck and her car and her RV. Everything's gone. But we can help them, we can help alleviate some of the stress, by bringing them cleaning supplies and water and just basic things that they may need just to get through their everyday life.
It's interesting, Erica, when we talked a little bit before, I was struck by the supplies that you listed as being ones that were being requested or just really useful out there at how basic they really were. Mm-hmm. And there's a Facebook page that's been started that's called Irene and the Catskills, and on those discussion boards there's also lists of things, like you said, like paper towels. Can you say again your sense of what, it's sort of empowering to think that we all really do have something that we can offer those
absolutely.
In need.
Absolutely. And I do want to mention that if somebody's listening and can't attend the Nickel Social, we are accepting donations. Actually, the gym in, the fitness center in the Slater's, Great American Shopping Plaza, we'll be accepting paper towels, toilet paper, tissues, water. We're talking really basic. Water is number one right now. obviously there's no electricity there right now. And also a lot of the people's water supplies have been muddied. There's chemical spillage. There's, you know, oil tanks have spilled over. And, I mean, there's, you can't even imagine the damage. You would never think that this would happen anywhere up near us. You would think, like, oh, maybe, you know, in Kentucky or out in Tennessee someplace. You would never in a million years think this would happen here. But it has happened, and it's scary. But really, it's the basics. I was walking around and giving out, like I said, paper towels, toilet paper, water, and people were so, so grateful because they can't even wash their hands. They can't brush their teeth. They can't, forget about even drinking, you know, they can't do any of these things. And, you know, and they have to change diapers, and they, I mean, diapers, wipes, things like that. People can't get out of, I think what people don't understand is that a lot of people can't even get out of their driveways to get to the store. Their driveways are completely gone, and there's like a 6-foot ditch in between their front door and the actual road. And even if they got out there, they can't get over the bridge to drive. I could not drive to my mother-in-law's house. I had to get out and walk half a mile to get there. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand is that they can't, they have no way of getting anywhere. Their only lifeline right now are people coming in and helping. And what's really great, actually, is that there really are a lot of people who are out there on the streets helping to pick up debris and helping to just do anything that they possibly can do. And it's just there's so much to be done, and every little bit helps.
I'm wondering if there's any organized effort, like who are, is the fire departments out, or is there a visible presence of emergency, you know, emergency organizations on the scene?
There are. There's a lot of, I would think it would be city and county officials out. There's just such extensive damage that it's, you know, they're in one spot and there's 100 other spots. There are 100 other spots that need help. And I think they're trying to, you know, take care of the most pressing issues first, and then they'll get to everything else. Unfortunately, you know, what's pressing for them may not be pressing for, you know, your mom or dad, but, you know, I think they're doing a great job. They definitely are out there in force. I did see also some military vehicles out there. I don't know if I'm assuming they're National Guard vehicles. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but they're out there.
And have the waters receded, and if so, how much?
From what I saw, the waters have pretty much receded to the point where there are. It really depends on where you are, actually. I mean, most of the roads are pretty clear. There is some ponding, not even puddling, ponding on the roads, on the roadways. A lot of debris on the roadways too. So if you're driving up there, definitely be careful. Some people's backyards have been turned into rivers and streams and ponds. So as far as that's concerned, no, some people still have a lot of water. One family said they had about 4 feet of water still in their home. So, you know, again, I didn't go in their house, but I wouldn't think that they would be lying about that. I mean, there's places where there were sheds and there were vehicles are now just rivers, like cut deep. You would think they'd be running, they were running there for years already. And they're deep. They're not just like little streams and, you know, like a little creek. They look like rivers running through people's backyards. So it really depends on where you are. And, you know, one house got, it was almost like as if a tornado hit, because one house is hit and the other one is fine. You know, and it's just, there was no rhyme or reason to where the water went or where it is now. You know, luckily, it does look like most homes aren't structurally very damaged. I know a lot of people lost sheds. A lot of vehicles are gone. There are, walking up Maple Crest, I saw there were two ATVs that were turned upside down in the creek, kind of hanging on the trees. There's a lot of debris, a lot of clothing, a lot of, looks like pieces of roofs. I don't know where they came from. Apparently, I know there's a lot of damage up from Prattsville and you mean Ashland, and so who knows where it came from. But, I mean, the water is still flowing pretty fast, and it's still pretty high, and it's just, it's unbelievable.
So, Erica, can you say the details of the event that you're hosting once more? It's happening this Friday on the 2nd at 6 p.m.
Right. This Friday.
And where is it? Where is it exactly? Uh-oh. We've lost Erica. Well, I think I can answer that question. The Lutheran Church, which is on Route 23B in Cairo. Erica DeLong, that's who we just had on the phone, who's a Cairo resident whose family is up in the Maple Crest, up in Maple Crest, and so she's hosting this a Nickel Social fundraiser in Cairo. So if you're out there in Cairo, that's a good spot to be on Friday at 6 p.m. On Route 23B.
And they're also accepting donations at the gym at Slater's Great American Shopping Mall. So if you were listening, the need really is the basics: toilet paper, paper towels, basic food and supplies.
I will also just say I'm totally glued to the Twitter feeds that are happening. But just as we're trying to monitor what damage is where, there's very little information coming from Prattsville. It really is relying on people's Facebook and Twitter posts to know what's going on in Prattsville, which is also up in the mountains. But there's one woman's postings on Facebook is saying that every house and every shop in Prattsville has been wiped out. So there's the O'Hara's gas station, the trailer park, the roads, and they're also CNN was reporting earlier today that there were 24 people trapped in a vacation house in Prattsville that hadn't been able to get out. There also were people in Moore's Hotel last night who have been rescued, but that there are still people out there who haven't been reached. So I do think in terms of the sort of emergency needs, like Erica was describing, there are people who are still waiting to be accessed, and so things like water are so key. I do recommend, again, all of this that I'm saying is I'm following the watershedpost.com like a crazy person. It's really useful. They do.
Is
have
that
a
where the feeds are that you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. They have a live feed that basically picks up any tweets that have to do with the Catskill region and Irene. And they also link to some other resources. A couple of notes: if you are in a place where you have documentation of some of the damage, there's a woman named Liz Higgins who's at the Ashokan Watershed Stream Management Program, and she is compiling a report for FEMA, which will help procure recovery dollars. So she's in Delaware County, but she is sort of coordinating because of spotty internet in some of the other counties. She's been coordinating the distribution of some of the documentation that's been happening. So if you have pictures, I see a lot of people posting on Facebook pictures, but you can send them to emh56@cornell.edu. That's emh56@cornell.edu. And she will get those pictures. Sending a picture with an address and a time, it's helping them assess the damage in different places, and also your contact information. So maybe let's hear a little bit more music while we're gonna get another person on the line, a guy named Ira, who's gonna talk to us a little bit about Catskills hydrology, some of the thinking about floodplains and development and disaster in a region like the Catskills.
Great. So we'll talk to you in a couple minutes. This is Mason Jennings.
I woke up before you in the total darkness. Early morning, I could hear the wind in the trees. I was looking for the light to bring you out from the shadows, free to find you now for only me. And honey, I'm sure that you've been in love before. Men have held high places in your eyes, and jealousy.